Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is the CEO and founder of the Premier Group at Real Broker, David Keener. David created the largest real estate team in the nation in a span of only 7 years. They are currently in 23 states. I'm so excited to welcome David to the podcast.
It's great to be here.
Awesome, man. So excited to hear your story and hear how you created such an amazing team and everything else. So start off by telling us kind of how you got here and a little bit about your backstory.
Okay. Well, that goes all the way back. I mean, right out of high school, I went into the Air Force.
Okay.
Did my time, my 4 years there. But what was really cool is I got in about the same time this thing called the World Wide Web was rapidly evolving, you know, when you had dial-up modems and America Online and all that stuff.
Oh, you're going way back.
I'm going way back. But what was really exciting was some of the technologies I was introduced to in the Air Force and a lot of the trainings, learnings, and capabilities. Well, I got out of the military and leveraged that training and experiences of networking Air Force bases and being deployed in different operating, you know, theaters throughout the world and testing this. Well, I got out and was able to leverage those skills to help corporate America connect to each other all around the world. Did that for a few years and quickly realized, wow, I could make some more money if I did this on my own. So I did, but with a specialization in cybersecurity.
Okay.
I quickly realized that, it's pretty cool to be able to connect computers together, but it also opens the door to a lot of problems. So I crafted out a little specialty basically along the lines of hacking into companies, brought a couple partners into the fold, and we launched a cybersecurity business. And over a period of 7 years, built that up to about 50 employees, and we sold that for about $15 million.
Let's go.
And started a second company through a merger with a competitor. But instead of a fixation on hacking, we were actually focused more on intrusion detection systems and 24/7 monitoring. So long story short, after another 8 years, we built that up to about 350 employees, sold that to NTT out of Japan for about $225 million. And I then got into some other businesses, startups, and tried to retire a bit a couple times, did some philanthropic work and church planting. Then went to Cuba for about a couple weeks, planted some churches there as well as here in the United States. Tried to retire again by moving from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my hometown, down to North Carolina, where I could still get four seasons, but mostly warm and less clouds. And during that time, quickly realized I was still too young to just go play golf or do nothing. So I actually wanted to get into an industry vertical that was unlike technology, a little slower paced. And, you know, after a lot of soul searching, quickly realized my love for real estate might be a good home where I could also leverage the business skills that I've acquired over, you know, 20 plus years. Got into real estate, quickly realized I didn't want to be a full brokerage on a national basis, but instead wanted to align myself with one and instead focus on the building of a team, a group, a firm affiliated to another firm. And so that's what we did 8 years ago. And since that time, we've become a pretty big player here in the industry. Here we are now, like you said, 23 states, doing very well. One of the fastest I've ever heard of, that's for sure. To expand successfully into that many states with our model, it's been, I'm very pleased where we're at.
Awesome, man. You guys are doing a great job. And everything I hear about the group is just amazing. You guys are just adding a ton of value to your agents and everybody who's with you on the journey, man. So it's great. But I guess tell us a little bit about where you started the company and then where you are now.
Okay. Well, we actually started it. We aligned ourselves to back then. I mean, the godfather of real estate is Gary Keller. I mean, no one can dispute that. He literally wrote the book on it.
Right.
And the whole concept of expansion team. So that is where we aligned ourselves with, you know, that brokerage. We quickly realized that we needed something not as antiquated in terms of infrastructure. So we actually aligned ourselves with eXp Realty, which was the pioneer of cloud brokerages.
Right.
And we spent 3.5 years there. And then this year, we actually realigned one more time, last time, with a brokerage called Real, which is now the number one fastest growing publicly traded real estate brokerage in the world, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I are sitting here in a hotel room in Las Vegas, and we're doing the podcast, man, because we're both attending the National Real Rise Conference here in Vegas. So it's fun that I get to connect with you, because getting to sit in the same room with you is just amazing. And I'm so honored to have you here on the podcast with us, because I know you're just going to share a ton of value as far as what you guys do for the team and how you've built what you've built. So let's go there. Let's go with, how did you create this amazing team? What's important to that team? And I guess, how did you get there? Because I know that's what a lot of agents may be thinking right now.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, as we've indicated, I'm an entrepreneur. And, you know, I've done well. I've been very blessed. I'm very fortunate personally. But those moments, I always talk about this, but those moments where you throw a few zeros in your bank account, it's something you'll never forget. But looking backwards over 25 and going on 30 years, the most significant moments in my life journey was when I was able to gift the employees.
Wow.
We were able to actually benefit or reward the employees who, in lieu of a certain salary, said, okay, I'll take stock options, you know, in addition to or in lieu of a full base salary. They got equity. They got an equity position in the journey that we were on in building those companies that we sold. What I'm saying is, when we sold our company, it didn't just benefit me and my partners. It benefited everyone, the employees as a whole. And to see some of these employees who were making a salary of $50,000 a year, gift them a six-figure check,
wow,
was an amazing event. And I remember that. I call it like my 9/11 moment, you know, where you see that you had the opportunity and did you benefited somebody else through everyone's collective hard work. It caught me off guard, and it's stayed with me how many people we've been able to bless, you know, ourselves. So why did I do this from day one? It's always been with one single mission, and that was to do that again, but on a much bigger scale. What I mean by that is, we're the only real estate team, and I don't even like the word team. It is a group, because under us is multiple teams in different markets around the United States. But what sets us apart is ownership. Every single partner or member of our group is my business partner, because we're on a journey together, and I can't do it by myself. It's our collective success that's going to make this an amazing journey, ultimately a destination. And I'm making dang sure that they've got a reservation by way of a stock option grant, many stock option grants, that when we get there, it's going to be a wonderful day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you can recreate that event that happened,
yes,
with the sale of
yes,
the tech companies. Yeah, that's awesome. But what kind of things would you say your people are looking for when they join your group? Like, what kind of things are they loving or liking, or what's important to a team member?
Yeah, it's three words. Very simple three words. What we pride ourselves on are support, leverage, and ownership.
Gotcha.
Okay. You got to have all three. It can come in a wide range of things, like whether it is leads or a lead program or tools to generate leads or transaction support services, so they don't have to spend all their time shuffling paperwork, you know, to get paid or to get to the closing table on time. It's marketing and administration and all those different things to make their day-to-day lives as an agent easier, maybe more prosperous. And then the second word is leverage. And that's systems and infrastructure to not only benefit them as a real estate agent, but them as a real estate professional, where they can establish additional means of income through revenue sharing, or maybe as a certified mentor, or as a team leader within our organization. Again, other additional ways to act like a CEO as a real estate professional. And last, again, not least, is ownership. That's the one thing that sets us apart. I don't know any other teams that are saying, hey, here's some ownership. Here's some equity in our business, because I need you to understand something. We're not just selling homes. Premier is not just a collection of hundreds of agents helping people buy or sell homes. We actually now own a title company, doing title in 8 states.
Nice.
An escrow company in the state of California. We actually just made our first investment in a $53 million apartment complex, and we just launched our very own technology company. But here's the great news. Guess who owns those title companies, those investments in real estate, and that technology company? Premier does. In fact, officially, Premier Realty Incorporated, doing business as the Premier Group. Who owns that? We do.
Nice.
All of our members do. So that means the better those businesses do, the better we all do. But the challenge is always, okay, well, how do you do that? How do you, actually, another question is, how long did it take for me to get to that level? And it wasn't until this year we actually did the stock option program, because I wanted to spend the first 6 years figuring out, how do we make the journey there to that destination? You know, whether it's $50 million or $100 million valuation or a sell or profit distributions, whatever it is, I needed to make sure that we had a journey that was going to be comfortable, prosperous, profitable for them, save some time, whatever it might be. Okay, here's the analogy. This is the easy way to explain it. I call myself the bus driver.
Gotcha.
All right. And all my partners, my members, are on that bus with me, and I'm driving to someplace, and they trust me, and I take that very seriously. But I need to make sure that on our way to somewhere, that big day when we sell or start issuing profit dividends or whatever it might be, I need to make sure that the journey is comfortable, it's safe, it's fun, and that we like each other, because it's a long journey, right?
Yeah.
Is that making sense so
far? Yeah, I love it.
So it took me literally 7 years to figure out that model, and that's what we're talking about today. But again, my eyes on the prize for all the agents, the collective agents.
I love that. And you're a true leader. One thing that you told me when I first met you, I've heard you before on a Zoom call, and I got to kind of hear your story and everything else. So I knew a little bit about you from that first Zoom call that we had with you. But I remember when I first met you here at the conference, and I got to chat with you a few minutes, and I told you, I said, hey, David, I got a podcast that I'm working on, and we're sharing value to agents. And I was told you a little bit about it. And what was the first thing you told me?
Will it help you?
Will it help you? I like it. So we're going to title the podcast that, Will It Help You? Because the idea of you, obviously super successful, and you've created an amazing team and had a lot of other success in other businesses and whatnot. Of everybody that I've met at Real, those words that you said, those four words that you said, Will It Help You? That was some of the most powerful things that I've heard this weekend, because it was so selfless and it was so just about helping others. And it spoke a lot to your character and your leadership and everything else, because that is what it's all about. Will it help you? Spend a little bit of your time helping somebody. Like, that was huge for me. So I wanted to compliment you on that, because that was a very big thing in my mind, and it stuck with me, and it's going to be something I'm going to start doing as well, because it's amazing, and we love to help people. But thank you for that, and thank you for being a part of it. But let's go ahead and move along a little bit. I want to talk about why you made the move from EXP to Real. So what was important about that move?
Yeah, it was a big move. It was a very stressful move, no doubt about it. It took 6 months, to make that decision, and I did not want to make that. But what I found while we were there was we didn't have the flexibility that we needed. What I mean by that is our number one focus is the agent, and the agent truly being able to make more money per deal, make more money per year, and have as many resources and support as possible from the team, on our dime to make their lives better. And what we found were there was a model in place at EXP that wasn't lending itself to what we wanted to do, what we wanted to accomplish, just those goals. So, it was literally in June of last year, I reached out to Tamir Poleg, who's the CEO of Real, and just out of the blue, cold call, and he called me right back. And we got to talk and told him what we were doing. And his words were, wow, what you're doing is different, because our model is very unique. We actually cap the max that we'll ever get. We have very, very low splits, yet we're providing an enormous amount of services. Our average spend is $700 per agent per month, whether they're closing a deal or not. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on top of that, we're giving away equity ownership of our business. We're not asking for money either. It's just their contribution. We're recognizing that through stock options. So after explaining that to him, he quickly hooked me up with Sharan Srivatsa, who's the president of Real, and we quickly became very good friends. I mean, I truly love this guy. He's an original. There's no one like him, and I'm really proud to be affiliated to them now and call them both friends. But after 6 months of back and forth and him truly dissecting our model and understanding it, he walked away, and he met with their CTO, Pritesh Damani, who's the CTO, again, of right. Real, and they went to work, and they built a whole new platform called Pro Teams, which is an amazing resource for me as a operator of a real estate company to be able to manage things like our financial system, you know, our compensation programs of capping ourselves and better splits. And it's hard to explain without showing it, and I'm happy to do that. But Pro Teams allows entrepreneurially minded, CEO minded individuals like myself that have a passion to truly go above and beyond for their agents, the ability to do so. And most importantly, for the brokerage to honor that, to make it possible. So it was literally in November of last year, Sharan called me up, and I'm going to, you know, talk like him. Dude, bro, I got such crazy news for you. He's like, we did it. We've got the system. It's called Pro Teams, and we think it's going to be ready in January. How would you like to be the first mega team on this platform? And I said, I'll get back to you, talk to my staff. I sampled about 25% of our brokerage because I wasn't going to make the move without my team.
Right.
And it was a unanimous, yes, let's go. And so we went to work, and for 6 weeks we did pre-planning, and January 3rd we made the announcement public. Over the span of 3 months, we transitioned hundreds of transactions and listings over to Real, and there's no going back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I got to think your agents are pretty excited about it now that you guys have been in the system for a little while.
I think they are, especially because of Real's insane stock purchase programs, stock awards, and just the many other benefits. I mean, their stocks have doubled, you know, since we've been here. So they're sitting on some very nice, a nice nest egg.
Yeah, and they're getting the benefits of Real and also what you guys are providing at Premier.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a double opportunity for them to earn some really nice revenue, which is what we're all looking for in real estate, right? You know, we're doing these transactions and you go home. And so for so many years, I've been in the business around 20 years now. And for so many years, I just did my transactions and I went home. Didn't even know what a cap was right. in the beginning. And I was like, man, I would just continue to just produce and produce. And, you know, in many years, I was the top producer at my brokerage. And what did that get me? Mm-hmm. I didn't have any ownership in that brokerage. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any cap to be able to say, hey, I've paid enough into my brokerage. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just crazy to me. And I remember when my wife kind of found out what even a cap was, she was like, I cannot believe we didn't even really understand what that meant for so long. And it's crazy to say you've been in the business that long and not even understand what a cap is. But like, that was a great opportunity. It was a great move. And just having the ability to have that ownership in something and work and build towards something is amazing.
Like, yeah. And what you're saying, that word cap was foreign to me too when I started 8 years ago. And Keller Williams had one. Okay. But most teams, I didn't know of any real estate teams that had caps. It was just a split in perpetuity, right? Some of them as high as 50%. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The agent's doing the majority of the work and the team is getting half the reward. You know, don't get me wrong. Teams provide a lot of value, but I argue that are they truly providing 50% of the value in perpetuity? And I don't think the answer is yes. I don't. That's why we have a cap of 20,000. Oh, and we pay the brokerage fee on behalf of our agent. So when I say it's 20,000, that's your contribution to the brokerage as well as to the team. It's all baked in. You've got a split and you've got an administrative fee. That's it. That's all you see on your settlement statement, which is unique and rare, you know?
Yeah. So on that topic, I wanted to talk about the traditional brokerage. What do you think the future looks like for those traditional brokerages, I guess, that are doing business kind of the old school way where they're just having a split and the agent's going home? What do you think the future looks like for them? Because I also have heard at this conference quite a bit is agents are not necessarily looking to their broker anymore for leadership. They're using YouTube or TikTok or Facebook, or, you know, they're looking at all these different platforms for leadership. So, you know, what's your thoughts on the traditional brokerage in its existing form, and like, where are they going?
Wow, that's a really tough question.
I know it's a tough question.
But, hey, the crystal ball is very simple, though. The leadership must be believers in technology and innovation, continuous innovation. And, you know, it's really simple. Where do you do most of your shopping nowadays when you need a doodad? It's online. It's on Amazon. It's, you know, in the cloud. And so will brokerages. If they haven't adopted or adapted to a cloud mentality where, you know, 70, 80% of the buyers of real estate are, that's where they're going, they're in trouble first and foremost. So the days of the antiquated brokerages, they're numbered. They're numbered until they start adopting more of the cloud type of infrastructure and services. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also reduction in the obligation of the agent. Those days are gone. They just can't expect so much of a percentage of these commissions, especially if commission compression starts to kick in. You know, I mean, this is still hard work. Now, to offset some of that hard work is technology, and we will see an increase in volume. I mean, where agents can typically do 10 deals per year, I think they're going to have to do 20 and 25 deals to get the same kind, depending on where the market goes. But that could be in the future that they got to close, you know, 20, 25 deals to equal the same thing. But it might take a little less involvement because you've got things like AI and technology and even the finding of a home. All those things are more seamless and fast. So therefore, less time on behalf of the agent. But there's still responsibility. I mean, this is the biggest investment, right? That their client is either selling or buying. And there's still a responsibility of the agent. There's still a lot of work. But in terms of what's in store, again, it is about the cloud. But like they say, everything that goes around comes around. I think the next big challenge for cloud brokerages is overcoming the sense of isolation that some agents can feel in cloud brokerage models. And I think that's where teams come in, though. I mean, just like us, like we literally have multiple team leaders all in every market that we're in across these 23 states. I've got 40 team leaders throughout the United States. Those people, their number one responsibility is community. It is, they are boots on the ground people. They are there to, hey, go meet everybody for coffee, go to a happy hour, support them. If one of their kids are sick, take home, you know, take them, drop off some soup or go do that showing for them, whatever it might be, to have community. Because cloud brokerages, you can't, if you're not careful, agents in cloud brokerages can have a sense of isolation or feeling like they're on an island. And again, that's where a team comes in to make sure that that's overcome by having a boots on the ground kind of person. That makes us very rare and unique as well.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I think for us locally in Lafayette, Louisiana, we've been able to kind of keep an office space, which that's a rarity in a brokerage as well. You know, to be able to have that opportunity to have like a common place to go with an office space. And, you know, I know for me, I have young kids at home and there's no chance that I could work at home. So is a little element about this too, like with Premier, are you guys utilizing any office space or is there some parts of the team in different locations that utilize office space?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jamie. I did have an office and we had it for years. And I bought it because, hey, it'd be great if we had an office, you know, so we could get together. And I had an office. And they all came, and then they stopped coming, you know, little by little.
Right.
Because our business is so easy to do from a phone or a computer from our homes. But it is nice, you know, once a week to get together, have a breakfast, whatever it might be, you know, do a little training and whatnot. But Zoom,
yeah,
it's done so many amazing things, you know, and people are realizing, wow, do I really want that 30-minute commute to and from
an office space every day?
Yeah, an office space. So now, additionally, yes, we do have offices, that being said, but they're like small clusters of agents who, like you, they need to get away from the house. It's just how their mind is. So they got an office, and yeah, it's got some extra offices, and they charge some of the agents, you know, $100 a month to just use it as a hoteling space. So we have that in Tennessee and North Carolina and in Texas and, you know, various places around the United States. But predominantly, no, most folks work remotely.
Gotcha. I think I agree with you. Most agents, and even in our office, don't typically utilize the office, but the office meetings and those type of things is kind of nice to have in person in the cloud-based brokerage. But, you know, I know for you and the overall scale of this thing that obviously renting out office spaces would not be in the cards, because you'd want to send more of that money back to the agent and then waste the money on the office space that no one's using, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We're very responsible financially. And yeah, every dime is measured, you know, because we're investing it into assets. I'm the operator, I'm the CEO, and we invest every bit of profit we can back into assets that accumulate wealth, you know, appreciate or generate more income. Again, we're on a different mission. So yeah, getting an office space and locking ourselves in for, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you know, for an office, that's kind of crazy. It's way cheaper to just spend a couple grand for a once a month kind of event somewhere. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about why agents stay with the team and everything else, because it's not just attracting these agents or getting these agents to join, right? It's getting them to stay. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Specifically with Premier, why our retention rate is so good.
Right.
And we have agents that started their, actually a large majority of our agents started their careers with us. They were part-time real estate agents. They had as many as 2-3 other jobs, and we trained them up. We coached them. We mentored them to get them into production. Now they're a top 10 agent in our firm, making, you know, 6 figures a year easily. And it's something to be, you know, we're really proud of. But yeah, to your question, why do they stay? Because in this industry, you and I both know, I believe it's like every 24 months, 24 to 36 months, an agent changes brokerages, but not here. Our retention rate is ridiculous. And I'll attribute that to those same three words that we opened with: support, leverage, and ownership. Because stock options, as we know, they vest, right? Over time, you earn in, you gain more and more ownership as time goes on. And we just keep granting them. But that all just started this year. We still had great retention rates, but we're constantly evolving. We're constantly trying to make our support even better. Systems in place for them to leverage so they can make additional income in addition to representing people buying and selling real estate even better. And again, increasing the overall value of our company so their ownership is worth a lot even better. So we're just in a constant state of evolution, you know, making it better and better. And if they see that, you can show that and prove that, then you don't give them an opportunity to question, you know, well, maybe it's better over here, because we believe they've got it pretty good where they're at. And they, most importantly, they believe that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think that's where just your comment to me, it just was so powerful. Will it help you? Because, I mean, at the core of what you guys are doing is you're saying, will it help our agents? Mm-hmm. So when you take that mindset of it's not the dollars that's the most important part of the equation, it's the people that's the most important part of the equation.
Wow, ain't that the truth? Yeah, dollars are important. They're critical. They're a conversation stopper for sure, right? In other words, their financial, their livelihoods can't be impacted. You got to do equal to or greater than financially. And we've done that. We have done that. But, and all the other stuff is just icing on top. The intangibles such as culture and community, right? The coaching and the training for them to even take their numbers to another level. Again, the opportunity to make additional passive income or generational wealth is just mind blowing. And that's what we've built.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and ask you one more thing, because I always ask this question to everybody. And I think it's kind of at our core of what we're doing here with the podcast. But if I were a new agent, or I was an agent right now that was struggling in the business, what kind of advice would you give that agent to level up their business in a kind of a tough year in 2024? What would you tell them?
Wow. And it's such an important question you just asked, because we all know what happens in this industry after a couple of years. If you're a real estate agent, what is it? I mean, depending on what you read, it's over half. They give up. They go back to corporate America. So what that tells me and this audience is that decision you make, who you align yourself with after getting that license to do real estate, is very important. So be absolutely sure that you're aligning yourself with a team of proven track record of success in helping agents launch and maintain their careers in real estate. Don't just take their website. Don't just run with it there. Meet the leadership. Take a look at the mentoring program that they have on the books for you to leverage. interview the mentors that are about to help you personally launch your careers, and then make that decision. For the agent that's been in it already and is only doing, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 transactions a year, same thing. Maybe it's time for you to take a look at somewhere else. Maybe a fresh start is okay. And I love this story. You know, we had an agent who was in this industry for 2 years, and they closed exactly minus one transaction.
Took the one away from them.
It fell through.
Gotcha.
They got one transaction. And then they joined us, and they immersed themselves in our training and coaching programs. And 13 months later, they closed 42 transactions.
Nice.
After 3 years, they went from minus one deals to 42 transactions, six figures, you know, and they were able, and that was a part-time agent. They were able to quit their job, and now they're in real estate full-time. And I get really excited. I mean, you know, that's definitely an extreme case, I'm being totally honest. Yeah, but definitely hitting double digits, no doubt. Their first year, absolutely attainable, easy to do, easy but hard, right? They have to put
the work in.
So I guess that's the best advice, is immerse yourself. And listen, it doesn't matter if you're the world's greatest real estate brokerage or team, you've got the greatest technology, coaching, and training. If you don't show up, it's all for naught.
Yeah. I love that. Well, we're going to go ahead and leave it there. Got to show up, baby. So I appreciate you showing up on the podcast and everything, David, because it was huge for me to get in the same room with you. And I just love what you're doing with your team and hearing about what you guys are doing and building at a great company like ours. It's just amazing. So I'm just so happy to have somebody of your caliber with me here on the journey that we're on here at Real. So again, David, appreciate it, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been awesome. Really appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and great job.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you guys listening in. Do us a big favor and like the podcast, share the podcast, give us a great review. We're just trying to provide some value for teams and for realtors and people who are struggling. So do us a favor and give us a positive review. So I appreciate you guys tuning into the podcast, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.